Good morning, 7:42 here on the Mighty 690. As we go throughout a Thursday edition of the program, it is the second Thursday of the month, so we do have joining us Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Morning, James. Doing great. How are you?
Hey, doing well. It's good to have you here on the program, and I know we're gearing up for the cold weather around here, so not looking forward to it, but hey, we don't have much choice in the matter.
No, we don't. There's no bad weather, just bad clothes. Dress up and get prepared.
Right, that's what they say in you know, those northern European countries, and I think in Canada. So you know, that's some good stuff. So hey, we do glad to have you back on here. And I know today you want to just talk a little bit about some of the 2022 crime index. You know, because here we are in January, and kind of getting a little recap here from last year. So where do you want to start with this?
Well, the first thing to talk about is, you know, we came out with some pretty incredible numbers this year, and folks were asking me, what's going on there? What do you attribute those big changes to? I really didn't know the answer, but now we do. Wichita PD and KBI discovered that, I believe it was the month of July, was missing from the crime statistics, so they had to amend those back in November. And so I thought we had better let everyone know that things weren't quite as rosy as we thought, but they're still going the right direction.
Well, that would make sense, you know, the fact that that data was omitted. So at least, you know, that's good to know from that perspective. So that does make sense. So as far as, you know, breaking down some of this, what are, if you kind of dig into the numbers, what are you seeing?
Well, our overall crime rate has dropped by almost one-fourth, by 24% from 2021. Violent crime didn't drop much, dropped by 7.8%, but it is going in the right direction. That's still an improvement. But property crime is where we had our real drop at 27%. So there's so much more. There's like, you know, 10 times as much property crime as there is violent crime. So property crime is what really influences the index, fortunately.
Gotcha. And you know, I don't know if like sometimes they have like a per capita crime rate or whatever, and I know that can kind of get in the weeds a little bit, but you know, obviously we want we're trying to reduce all of this this crime for sure. But I know that sometimes people can see that, yeah man, that per capita rate seems to be kind of high, but I know it can be hard for the, you know, average person who isn't dealing with these numbers every day to kind of wrap their head around it sometimes.
Yeah, and the index looks at crimes per 1,000 citizens. And so, like in 2022, we had 7.1 violent crimes per 1,000 citizens. But then you turn around and look at our property crime, and I don't have the number in front of me, but I think it was like in the 30s or low 40s. So, you know, one out of every 40 out of every 1,000 citizens, we'll say, experienced a property crime, if that number is 40.
Sure. No, that all makes sense. So as far as, you know, any of the other numbers here, I mean, obviously, you know, the decrease here in some of the property crimes and that sort of thing, that's good. But, you know, we definitely want to remind, as we always do, you know, citizens play a part in preventing some of this.
Yeah, they do, and you know, we need people. I always say I wouldn't be me if I wasn't talking about reducing crime. You know, every time I get up and speak, I'm going to try to get that crime reduction message out there, and you always try to remind people to get your car windows up, your house windows down, and lock your cars and homes and every door you own. Hide your valuables from public view, and you know, if you see something that you think is suspicious happening, give local police a call. You know, if it's here in Independence, you can give us a call at 620-332-1700. And if you think you can prevent a crime, you know, don't be afraid to give us a call. Worst case scenario, the officers look into it, and maybe those folks that were in their neighborhood just going about their day but look suspicious, they might think, well, hey, that's pretty great that the community's looking out for everybody.
Well, and I know you've been speaking and talking recently about the importance of maybe considering a doorbell camera or maybe some security cameras for homes, because in some cases, those can be very helpful in working on a case and maybe identifying a suspect and fighting that crime in general.
Yeah, that's a great point, James. And, you know, it's to the point right now where, first of all, those cameras are so relatively inexpensive. You know, technology, the price of technology always decreases as it improves. And the quality of the video has improved so much. You know, in a few years ago, not maybe a couple of years ago, you know, if somebody's doorbell camera solved a crime, we'd do a press release on it. But it's to the point now where it happens almost daily. And so it's really not the novel news that it used to be. So I think considering that, I would say it's a really good investment to protect your property, to get that and to protect your loved ones. Get those cameras. They're not that expensive. The subscriptions are generally affordable for most folks. And if you can swing it, you really should do it, because it's a very common place that that video is helping us solve crimes these days.
Well, and that is a good use of technology. I think that sort of thing has definitely been very helpful. And, you know, although, you know, we always talk about, you know, we would be great if there was no crime. But, hey, the good thing is, and I know she shared some of those statistics, that, you know, the overall crime rate has been dropping. And I think he said that the lowest overall in property crime rates since you started reporting those statistics in 2016, right?
That's right, yeah. Property crimes are at an all-time low since we started reporting again to the state in 2016. And I think the one thing, you know, we had, I think it was 7.1 violent crimes for every 1,000 citizens in our community. But, you know, I think that number is a little bit inflated, because if you go back through our reports, I discovered that one out of every five violent crimes was related to domestic violence or attacks on police officers. So, you know, while we need to address domestic violence and while society should not be assaulting officers, the fact remains that that's good news for the average citizen, that 20%, you know, that 20% of violent crime really doesn't even, it really shouldn't be impacting you as you go about your day and think about the fear of crime that people might have as they go through the world.
Sure, it's not like someone just, you know, it's a random, you know, mugging or that sort of thing. You know, that's something, yeah, maybe big cities would deal with that. But, you know, it's really not as big of a concern here as, you know, people may be led to believe just looking at those numbers if they are not looking at the whole picture.
That's right. You know, if you're not engaged in crime, your chances of becoming a victim of crime, particularly violent crime, decrease tremendously. But, you know, should there be anyone listening that makes those kinds of decisions to violate the law, you know, just know that conduct in and of itself exposes you to be a victim of crime at a much higher rate than those of us that choose not to participate.
Well, and that's a good reminder, because, too, you know, we have, it seems like a couple times a year, these clickbait articles that come out on the internet that say, oh, they list all these towns. They say that, you know, you have a much higher chance, you know, in these towns in Southeast Kansas of being involved in crime. But I feel like those really are not looking at the whole picture. And I think, you know, what you've already said kind of pokes a few holes in some of those arguments, because they're only looking at one set of numbers, it seems like.
Yes, and the biggest problem with that set of numbers is they're taking the crime index and they're comparing all the cities in Kansas to each other using just that crime index. And that's really not a scientific comparison, because the crime index only looks at four specific violent crimes and three specific property crimes. And so, you know, that's leaving out so many other categories of crime. And so it's not an apples-to-apples comparison, because, you know, there's, you know, I do a presentation, and just from thinking off the top of my head, you know, I came up with 14 different crimes that aren't included in the overall crime or in the crime index at all. And so how many of those 14 different crimes are occurring in Coffeyville or Parsons or Wichita or any other city in Kansas, nobody knows. Nobody's looking at that. So until you look at the whole picture, you cannot make an apples-to-apples comparison from one city to the next using that KBI crime index.
Sure. No, appreciate your perspective on that. And switching gears just a little bit, you know, if people are maybe interested in helping to prevent and fight that crime themselves, I know you're still looking for a few positions to fill, right?
That's right. We're looking for a few good people, but I'll warn you, James, that number is dwindling as our staffing is increasing. We're nearly full. We've got some really good news on the hiring front. But if you want to be a part, if you want to make a difference, you can go to the Independence website, click on jobs at the city. There's about 15 different types of job openings in all the various departments. So even if you aren't interested in law enforcement or dispatch, there may be a job there for you. And it's a great way to live life and help you and take care of your family. So I encourage those that are interested to scroll down to the police department section, click on the job to see the job description, and you can apply right there online. And that application will get sent to me, and we will be in touch. I think the one thing that I think people don't think about is, you know, they think, well, I got to have experience in that. I'm going to have to pay to go to school. No, we take care of all that for you. We provide the training and all the equipment, and you get paid while you're in training. So that's police and dispatch. That's all of our jobs that we offer. We provide all the training, all the equipment. You just show up and make a good hand, and we'll take care of the rest.
Gotcha. No, that all makes sense, and appreciate you sharing that, and hope we can. It's a good problem to have to start filling up all those positions. I think that's great. And then as far as, you know, the age requirements go, what does that all look like?
Well, if you want to be a police officer, the minimum age is 21. But you know, we're experimenting with a community service officer. So for those of you that are looking at graduating high school, or maybe you're under the age of 21 for just another year or two, come see us. We have this community services officer position, and we'll train you on how to do all the things that police officers do that you can legally do without a certification. And so, now the understanding is when you turn 21, you want to be a police officer. And so as soon as you hit 21, you'll be automatically promoted to police officer, and we'll send you off to school and get you going. And, you know, for those new police officers, we have a $2,500 hiring bonus. For experienced police officers, we have a $5,000 hiring bonus. So if you're already certified, you want $5,000 in your pocket, come see us. We've got supervisor positions open, and we've got a detective position open for those experienced officers that qualify. So encourage everyone, come see us, and you don't have to be 21 to serve your community now.
Hey, that's a great reminder too. And then, you know, for those new officers, I know that there is some training that you send them to, right?
We do. We send them on an all-expenses-paid trip to Hutchinson, Kansas. Out there, it's really in Yoder, Kansas, to a 14-week police academy. You get to come home on the weekends. It's not a boot camp-style environment, so don't be intimidated by it. But we will provide you all the equipment. We'll pay you while you're there. So it doesn't cost you a thing, and you can support your family while you're in training. So come see us.
It's a great opportunity there. So, and then as far as, you know, there's people oftentimes think, you know, police department, it's police officers, but there's some folks behind the scenes as well making this all happen too. And you may be looking for some folks to fill those roles, right?
We are. We're looking for dispatchers as well. So, you know, anybody that's interested in taking 911 calls and providing medical care over the phone while the people are waiting on the ambulance to get there, you know, working that radio, keeping officers safe, all those kind of things. You know, we provide a 3 to 5 month on-the-job training program, and those dispatcher positions, it's for new hires, for new dispatchers, it's $500 hiring bonus, and for experienced dispatchers that qualify, it's a $2,500 hiring bonus. So, you know, reach out to us if you're interested in one of those positions, and we'll get you more information. And, again, you don't have to pay for that training. You get paid while you're going through that training. So, you know, don't worry about all those things. Just all you need is a heart to give to the community and serve the community, and we'll provide the rest.
All righty. Well, sir, as we wrap up here, we are speaking with Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison. Anything else you'd like to share with us this morning?
No, just slow down, drive safe, and keep your family and loved ones and everyone in the community safe.
Excellent. A great reminder, sir. Well, I appreciate you talking with us here this morning and looking forward to chatting again real soon.
All right. Thanks for having me, James.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thank you so much. You too. That is Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison here on the Mighty 690. We get to talk with him the second Thursday of the month at 7:40. And coming up here in moments, we are going to be talking with Scott Schultz of Morningstar Care Homes. That's on the way here on KGGF.